Way News. I'm Jim Bertel. The second night of Democratic presidential debates on CNN saw former Vice President Joe Biden facing blistering attacks from his rivals. VOA's Jim Malone explains.
It was a much feistier night of debate in Detroit, with the current frontrunner, Joe Biden, facing multiple attacks from his rivals on health care, climate change, and criminal justice. But Biden also clashed over immigration with former Obama cabinet secretary Julian Castro. Castro wants to decriminalize migrant border crossings.
If you cross the border illegally, you should be able to be sent back. It's a crime.
First of all, Mr. Vice President, it looks like one of us has learned the lessons of the past and one of us hasn't.
But when they were not attacking each other, the Democrats were eager to turn their fire on President Trump. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
In a rare and dramatic move, the United States has imposed sanctions against the top diplomat of a foreign country. The U.S. took the action against Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif. On Thursday, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani called the move childish. The executive order accuses Zarif of acting on behalf of his country's supreme leader, who was recently added to the U.S. Treasury Department's specially designated nationals and blocked persons list. Rwanda has closed its border with the Democratic Republic of Congo as the country struggles to contain the latest outbreak of the Ebola virus. This after a third Ebola case was reported in the border city of Goma. The decision by Kigali runs counter to a plea made by the World Health Organization for countries not to close their borders or impose restrictions on travels to the Congo. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Thailand for an ASEAN summit. Pompeo, addressing delegates at the gathering, says Washington is not asking any Asian nation to take sides as it engages with the region.
We don't ever ask any Indo-Pacific nation to choose between countries. Our engagement in this region has not been and will not be a zero-sum exercise. Our interests simply naturally converge with yours to our mutual benefit.
The U.S. believes that Hamza bin Laden, the son of slain al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden, is dead. Reuters' Matthew Laratonda has more.
The United States believes that a son of al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden is dead. A U.S. official told Reuters that on Wednesday, and so far no confirmation from President Trump, who declined to comment after it was first reported by NBC News. According to the New York Times, the U.S. was involved in the operation that led to Hamza's death, which would have happened sometime in the past 2 years, details which Reuters has not verified. Only a few months ago, the State Department was offering a reward of up to $1 million for information leading to Hamza's identification.
That's Reuters' Matthew Laratonda reporting. Germany has rejected the U.S. call to join an international mission to protect maritime traffic in the Strait of Hormuz. The United States had asked Germany to join France and Britain in a mission to secure shipping through the strait, the narrow passage where at least a fifth of the world's crude oil supply is transported. A bill to decriminalize abortion in the only Australian state where it is illegal has been introduced into the New South Wales Parliament. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
The proposed law would allow abortion in Australia's most populous state up to 22 weeks of pregnancy. After that time, terminations would be permitted with the consent of two doctors. Abortion remains illegal in New South Wales, the only state in the country where it's outlawed. The Crimes Act of 1900 includes abortion as an offence, punishable by 10 years in prison, but prosecutions are rare. Reports suggest there is sufficient support among lawmakers for the bill to pass, but critics of reform have vowed to fight to prevent its passage. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
The U.S. Senate has approved President Trump's choice to be the American envoy to the United Nations. Kelly Kraft, a longtime GOP donor from Kentucky, is currently U.S. ambassador to Canada. Kraft succeeds Trump's first U.N. ambassador, Nikki Haley, who left the administration at the end of December. Democrats had opposed Kraft, citing her lack of political experience. For more news, go to voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip hop, all the hits and more on VOA 1. VOA 1.